Masechta starts with Lashonis, which are valid Lashonis to undertake Naziris. I don't know, thought process would be, we first tell you what Naziris is, which actually is really discussed in the through multiple parakim in different places. We did the Mishnayos on Friday. The main place which discusses, puts all of the Naziris together, is actually Mishnah in the sixth parak. So why wait until the sixth parak to discuss it? I don't know. It will touch on the early parakim, deal with the issue: can you make a Kabbalah which is a partial Kabbalah? And what's said is, if a person is a Kabbal, only partial Naziris, what happens over there? But it's more in the context of, again, of Lashon. So Chazal gave a strong preference to the point of Lashon. So Mishnah says, Kalkina Nadarim is Kinadarim. I'm looking at Nadarim, it's not going to work. Kalkina Naziris Kinaziris. So that a person is a Kabbalah Naziris using a Lashon of Kinui, it's a valid Kinui, it's a valid Kabbalah. The Mora says, and we're going to add it to the Mishnah, and Yodis Nadarim are Yodis and Naziris are like Naziris. That if a person says a partial Lashon, not a full Lashon, so also works. And then the Mishnah explains the example of Yodis first. Omer, hey, I will be. So he's clearly undertaking something. And the Mora says, to talk about a case where there was a Nazir there in front of him, and he said, I will be. I want to be a Nazir. He just says the phrase, hey. That's enough to make him into a Nazir. So the Chiddush over here is that we're not arguing what he meant. Everybody agrees that he meant he wants to be a Nazir. The question was this enough of a Lashon to actually make him into a Nazir? Because he didn't actually say, hey, Nazir. He says, I will be. So we say, since there's a Nazir in front of him, it's clear to everybody that what he meant to say was, I want to be like that person. Hey, Kizer, hey, Nazir. So therefore, that's enough of a Lashon to consider becoming a Nazir. Raise a Nazir. Oh, sweet. How about if you say a little more quietly? Thank you. Hey, Noah. I want to be Noah, so it's also going to be a Lashon of Nazir, which means that a person undertakes the beauty of the long hair, etc. So that's going to be a Nazir. Now, the person says Nozik, instead of saying Nozik, he says Nozik, that's a Lashon of Kinoi, or Naziach, or Paziach, Reza, Nazir. So those are valid Lashonas. We have a chalukis in the door whether these are special lashonos which Chazal instituted, or these are actually foreign the Nazir in foreign languages. Tosis points out over here that we discussed it over there also. I mean, Kabbalah's Naziris can work in any lashon. So what's the chiddush of these lashonos over any other lashon? These lashonos were like corruptions. So yes, a lashon is valid. What about like a slang or something of that sort? Is that also valid? So according to Birchim, that's a lashon of umas. These are the point over here is these things are even less than a lashon umas. They become a slang. That's also valid. So now let's say the Mishnah says Hareni Kazeb. So I want to be like this person, and then more says someone, there's another there. Hareni Masalsel, I want to be having to curl my hair. Hareni Machalkel is also lashon of that. Hareli the Shaleach Pera, I want to grow long hair. I raise a nazir, and the more is going to discuss, do you need more of a chacha or not? This lashon itself is enough of a chacha. He says this lashon, and he says what I meant to say was I want to be a nazir. So it could be that's enough that should be considered a nazir. Harei Alai Tziparim. So, Rimei Omer Nozer Chomer Meinu Nozer. And the more is going to grapple with what's that about. Okay, so we decided we're going to be doing the rush. So just get used to moving to the rush. So, is that the rush? It's on the left side of the, left side of the page, I think. Kalkinin Naziris, Kinaziris, Kol She'eno Iker Hashem Mikri Kinoi. So the word kinoi is a lashon of that you're creating a non not the real name. So a nickname. So that the Rosh Lav Lefrush a kinoi ka'asi. This is not saying a ha is nazir. That's not explaining kinoi. Rather, it's explaining the case of yad el yad l'neder. Havi kemo havi, it's considered yad. Kemo ha'oiches ha'kli be'beis yad shaloi, kli arle imoi. Just like when a person will take hold of a handle of a kli, he takes with through the handle, he takes the whole kli. So chinami lav neder mamish havi. It's not a full lashon neder. Al mashmos ksas lashon neder. It's part of the language of the neder. And Rabino Kro lemehavi neder mamish, and the pasuk is being marbed the yad nedorim kinedorim yad nozer kinozer, that saying the partial lashon is sufficient. Haimer han a hey noya reza nozer abze nami yad havi. It's a case of a yad. Now the question is, what's the chiddush of this case? If a hey is a raising nozer, so a hey noya should also be in the nozer. So zot the rosh griat fei me omer a hey beloy noa. This case actually is worse than the case of just saying a hey. The omer a hey the nozer over the fun of. So person says, I will undertake to do. And the case of Morse, there was another there. Yesh b'mash usay loshen naziris. That's more of a language of nazir. Yosei me'ahei noyet. So saying a hey noyet, you clearly not. Over there, the loshen is a hey kazeh, a hey noyet. I see the nazir, a hey kazeh. I stopped in the middle. A hey noya, what is that? Wouldn't be the lashon to say you want to be like that person. You just say hey kazeh. The fact that you added the word noya actually would potentially undermine it. Alamra hey noya lemahani im nosa over lefonav this noa b'mitzus mashma. So the Mora says that the case of a hey noya is not enough to even nosa over lefonav is not sufficient. Because the person could mean, hey, no, I want to do nice things about my mitzvahs, whatever mitzvahs that I'm doing. Uboy dafka b'tavis b'saroi k'nefarsh v'gemora. It's more says the case, he's holding on to his hair. So he's saying, hey, no, I'm referring to the hair. So that's referring to the zeros. The Mishnah says, "Ha'omer ha'ei is a nazir. Hey noa is also nazir." You could write it one sentence. You could written, "Listen, ha'omer ha'ei oya hey noa is a nazir." Shema mishum the betray gab the iri reisha the nazir of the fun of a safe of the tavas b'sarai. It's two different scenarios, and then maybe that's why it listed separately. Nozik noziach pesiach reza nozer hainu kinyan of naziris. Menador mefarish time of the kinyugim mehani. The more it learns out from a pasuk, how we know the kinyug works. And also whether it's lashon of it's a different language or it's special lashon of Chazal. The more it goes to all the cases of the Mishnah, what each one's about. Okay. So, the comment in the Gemara, the Gemara will set off with a piece discussing placement, why is it here, etc. Usually those are from the Rabbanan Sabaroi. So we would assume that this piece is from the Rabbanan Sabaroi, first piece of Gemara. Mitli Tana, they said, Noshim Koi, my time, Atani Nazar. Why is Nazar instead of Noshim? But it's nothing to do with Noshim. The Russian Tosafot says the question really it belongs in Seder Kachim. It's a form of a kedusha which generates a key of carbon, etc. So the logical place to put it would be in Seder Kachim. So why is it here? So Moshe Tana Kroy Koy. Let's go on the pasuk. Says so then he divorces her. So that's referring to Gerishim, which is clearly in Seder Noshim. The Pasuk says because there was Erevas Dover. Vachakomer Migorim La Lavera Yayin. The reason for the Avera was the wine. So Nazar, which is dressing wine, belongs here. Bekomer, Colorado, says the Bekakula, Yazatim, and Yayin. The Torah juxtaposes the Parsha of Saita and Nazar for the same reason. So that's why Nazar is in Maseder and Nazar.
Yeah, although Nazir is more than just Yanyan. Someone could just make a Nazir from Yanyan.
True. But if you look at the dinim of Nazir, it seems to be that Yanyan, out of all of them, is the strongest one of them. Because Rishiva told us over from the Telzer Rav said that there are certain hanhagas which the Torah wants us to do. The Torah wants us to do them as something which we do of our own volition, but the Torah is going to give us one scenario where it's the concept is enshrined in halacha. So the concept of Heder Mitzvah and Hisnal the Hanavah Mitzvahs is usually up to the person's own volition. It's voluntary. It's encouraged, but it's voluntary. And by Esrig, there's certain halachas of Hanavah became enshrined in halacha. There's a concept of asu mishmeres and mishmarti that a person should make gedorim for himself. You know, we only picture gedorim in Chazal's, making gedorim for us. But that's in the concept of the gedorim is a regular thing everybody should make for themselves. There's a going in Mishlei. And I'm dropping the pasuk right now. The pasuk says that if a person is careful with his chait, so he gets a reward. So what do you mean his chait? So the Gaon says it's referring to each person has their own areas of avodah which they need work on, and they have a chiyuv to make their own personal gedorim. The Torah enshrined the concept of the gedorim by Nazir. That the Isser is Ikri Isser is Yayin. The Torah asks you can't eat any grapes. You can't even take the pits. You can't even eat the shells. So the concept is, where the Torah presents the concept of making a mishmeres is specifically by Nazir. Zvizim Makdimin. It's something which we do on our own, but there's one place where it's enshrined in Allah. So Shiva said such an idea. So I don't know. It seems to me the Torah is using Nazir as the Hechatimsa to express the key of Yatzar, Asyan, and Yain, to totally disengage from it. Okay, so that explains that. Shana Markasha, new question, new point. Pasuk b'kinuyim u'mefarash yadus. The Mishnah started off with kinuyim, and next thing you know, we're discussing yadus without even mentioning it. So Merava b'tema kedi, kedi was the prisoner's name. So he was either Rava or this person kedi. The chesur mechzur b'chiktoni. The Mishnah is a chesur mechzur. Kol kinyan aziris kin aziris. V'yada aziris kin aziris. V'elu hen yadas. Omer aha ahei erez the nazir. Okay. So if the question was that simple shaylas tam, you started out with A. Then all the next thing you're discussing B. We never mentioned B. So we answered as we mentioned B. The chesur mechzur on the Mishnah as if that was in the Mishnah. But we still haven't answered why we discuss. We started on the Zeris, Kinu Naziris, Kinuyim, and then Yadis. Then we explain. Now, next, so now we go back and explain what you were talking about. Kinu first, and then Yadis.
It's interesting. It took to the time of Rava to sort of come up with this idea. Maybe it was just so well known, and then later on that.
The chesur mechzur of the Mishnah, you mean?
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay. So, the Mor says, V'lifrish kinui in Bereisha, explain the dinim of kinui first. So, Tana Mehuda Solik, Ahu Mefarish Bereisha. The Tana, when it discusses A, B, so since B was the last thing it discussed, when it starts explaining it explains B first. The Morris gives some examples. So here we have three examples of this. The pattern is A, B, B, A. Furthermore, Kasha, Vatanan, Bebehema Yotze, Bebehema Yotze, Mefarish Yotze, Gomel Bereisha. So it's A, B, A, B. First it discusses what animal could be wearing, what he cannot, and then it says what can it be wearing, and it starts explaining that. And while it's going, what is allowed to wear in itself as it goes out, if you're taking the animal out to Rishus Arab. So it explains the Yotze case, the first Yotze Bereisha. Yotze Gomel Bereisha explains the case that it goes out, what's allowed to go out wearing first. There's some relations where they have a right to receive Yerusha from their Marish and Malchilin. They can actually, if they predeceased, they can give a Yerusha to that person, their Manchil to that person. There's certain people which are Noichel, but they're not Manchil. So a son to a mother, son is Yerusha's mother, but if the son dies, the mother's not Yerusha the son, because the Yerusha of the son will go through the father's side. So he's a Noichel. He's Noichel, the son vis-a-vis the mother is a Noichel, he's not a Manchil. Manchil and Beloy Noichlin, the same thing. Now, a mother vis-a-vis the son is a Manchil and not a Noichel. She gives Yerusha to the son, but she doesn't get a Yerusha from the son. And there's Loy Noichel, then there's people which are Beloy Noichlin, Loy Noichel, Beloy So, but the Mishnah has four cases. The first case is Noichel and Manchil. And according to your rule, so it's A, B, C, D, the first one explained should be D. That's not true. The first one explained is A. I'm a farish, Elu Noichel Manchilin Bereisha. So this that you're making a statement that the Tana writes in a certain pattern, A, B, A, B, we see exceptions to the rule that he doesn't write A, B, A, B. He writes A, B, B, A. I'm sorry, excuse me. That you're saying that the Tana writes A, B, B, A. We see over here that the Tana wrote A, B, A, B. Yeah. Alolam Tani Haki v'Tani Haki. The truth is that the Tani could write either way. So now we're left with the question. In one or two cases. So we don't have a problem one way or the other. We really can't ask a kasha one way or the other. The more saying that they're equal footing and there's no raya one way, there's nothing unique about doing it like that, that I can ask, why'd you do it this way? Don't do it that way. So the more that there is the one which still needs to be explained is when you have b'meh isha yotza, b'meh yotza, and then it says what she it says what she cannot wear first. But in the case of Behema Yotza explains what the animal could wear first. So that both are the same aspect, they're both discussing the same type of topic, the same type of issues, and that there should be a different order between the two cases, two sets of Mishnayos. The more finds that is a question. So the more is going to answer that question. But the case of the Isha is the Isura de Nafshehu, it's about the person, Samafarish, Isura de Nafsheh Bereshit. So the main point of the Mishnah is what is Asur. It explains what's Asur. So it says, so vis a vis the person, the right thing to do is explain the Isur first. But Gabi Behema, the Sir Ida Behema who the Asi Mefarish Hater Bereshit. But the case of the Behema, where it's not about the person himself, it's about what the issue you would have vis-a-vis the animal. So it says, it starts off with the fact that there's cases of Heter, and then it explains the Isur first.
I don't understand why the difference.
So the Gemara assuming, suggesting, but I'm not sure, that so by the person, we know the person has this of heter. The main thing we need to know is what's asur. By the behema, the whole concept of that you have responsibility for the behema, and is a chiddush. The animal's wearing something. What is it with the person? There's an instrument inside the person. No, I'm sorry. By behema, there's no real need that it should be wearing anything. So we need to be mefarish, and we're saying there is heter. That's the chiddush. So we said the case of heter first, but I didn't see anybody say that. You know, we must with this Gemara, you know, beyond that. But by the person, the person, the Isser, by Isuri, by the person feels the Isser is more, he needs to clarify his Dini Isser. So Isser is more important to the person than Heter, so he wants to hear the Isser first. So first, okay, that explains the case of the case over there. What about the case of by Yerusha? Now, where's not Masber? Why we need to explain the case of Yerusha?
What's mean Gabi Behema Surah Aidib?
We just said either way is valid. So, like, what do we need to address? So, one of the portion says that over there, where there's four cases, in the 4K situation, explaining the last thing first is easier. When it's two things, A, B, A, B, or A, B, B, A, whatever, but it's A, B, C, D, and then A, B, C, D is a little bit... If we didn't have a good reason, we would not have done that. We would have done D first. But the Iker case of Nachla is that the person is a Nachla and a Manchil. So we're discussing, we're introducing the whole concept of Yerusha. So let's say it right. You say the Iker case of the Torah first. So the Mor says, Elahacha lifrish kinuya bereisha. But over here, we should have explained kinuya first. In our Mishnah, the Yodis is only presented as a chsur mechsura. So Lasha would have dictated that we explain the case of kinuya first. Elohan the time of Yodis held asa lemizrasha chaviva lei. Yodis are based on a ribi in the pasuk. So the Mor says that figuring out something based on a drasha has certain chavivas to it. So the Tana wants to explain it first. So Mor says, okay, v'litta behind bereisha. So then say, call yadus adarim kinadarim, call yadus naziris kinaziris, call kinad naziris kinaziris. So why wait till explain it first? If it's so special to you, so mention it first, period. So Mor says, no. Tana ki maskal masa biker korban. Then you perush your befarish yadus bereisha. Kinoi is a regular, it's a full act of Kabbalah. The Kiddush, it's in a different lashon. Yadus is not a full Kabbalah, but it works also. So first you explain the primary Kabbalah, and then you mention the primary Kabbalah. Then you mention this minimal Kabbalah type of a thing. So, by the way, what's that case of minimal Kabbalah? That's the Kiddush, that's the Chavivus, the case. So explain that case first. So the Rosh. Why is it here? Logic would tell us it belongs in Seder Kachim. Why is it here? So why is the order that Nazir together with Saita? The first idea, the Tani Ksuvis, the Tani Amadir, Tani Nadorm. The Moreover, this says, well, since in Masechtas Ksuvis, it mentions the Dinim of Nadorim. So therefore it says Nadorim after Ksuvus. Why did Tana Nadorim Tani Nozer? Well, once you mention Nadorim, you mention Nozer, you learn Nozer afterwards. The diamond in the door. And then Tani Saita, look at Rav, it says, Kalaraya Sata Bikakula, Yatasimina Yain. So we said the reason why Nazir is here because it's their Agav Nadorim, which is their Agav Ksuvis. So what's the question of it? We already answered the question. So Dr. Rush, oh, said Tam Eno Maspik Elo Seder Masechtus. After his Baralot Mitam the Hacha Shuroi the Sajer Maseder Noshim. Why it's in Seder Noshim, that's not a good answer. Once we know it's in Seder Noshim, what's the logical progression? You know, Ksuvis to Nadarim to Nazir is a logical progression. Once we decided that Nazir belongs in Seder Noshim, we're here asking why it's in Seder Noshim, that's a separate question. So it's not explaining. Once we know that why it's here, then I can explain why that's the order. Said the Dorim Lamefarsha Talmuda time of my Sadra B'Seder Noshim. The more I never asked the question by Nadorim, why Nadorim is in Seder Noshim, because according to what I'm saying right now, is really there is one question is why is it, which Seder does it belong in? And that Gemara is discussing once it's in the Seder, what's the logical progression? But you said, why is Nadorim in Seder Noshim? The more I never explains. So what about that? So the Rosh says, no, that's not a kash. The milsa, the nafshehu, that's logical. Logical place to put in the dorm is in Seder Noshim. Why? You should receive in the dorm. Ben ish li ishtoi. Ben av li toi. Why you listen to the chen mein nov. Kimot zeru stov. Until the peace. Okay. So the psukim talk about in context of a relationship between a husband and a wife. Okay, there should be a two dots there. Why you listen to chen mein nov. Kimot zeru stov. Rabbi Megarshim al yaday edus dabur Megarshim. Rabbi Megarshim al yaday erbas dabur Megarshim. Why they kill shall edus dabur chay vadim lahad. Okay, that's why that's where it's going to come to Gerishin. If I get a kilkul shall Eris Dover, Chayv Adam Mahazar Atzma. Because of this concern of Eris Dover, that's why a person undertakes in Zeris. Possibly Kinuyan, Mepharish Yodas Nami. The dorm nami parach. The more asks the same question within the dorm. The su yadus inchi. The more is lashon over the yadus. You forgot it. Shachach atana lahaski yadus veration. Forgot to mention it. So more is like this. You can't. So the more over there in the dorm says, you know, you're making a sumach of achak ketani. He's saying this kino is said, and then yadus was forgot. Like was left out. Versus the order is funny. Well, once you're injecting it back into the Mishnah, you think the logical progression is A, B, A, B. So put Yodas first. We're throwing it in anyway, just throw it in the beginning, and then we won't have any question anymore why that's the order. So Morris says, you're not going to forget it in the first step. Shochat Tanel Haskell Yodas Bereshit, that the Tanel should forget to mention Yodas in the beginning, that doesn't make sense. Alhazim Yisur Denavshe. Mishum Yisur Denavshe Chomer Aluye Tve. Person finds Yisur, which about the person himself, he takes very seriously. So therefore, so you explain Mefarish Yisur Bereshit. The case over here in the dorm, we don't have that explanation of that order. So we didn't answer that question. So the Rosh points out that in the Dorim, the more skips a step over here, the more I ask him all these cases where that's not the order. Then the more answers all those questions, because all those cases where there's could be the order really is A B B A. So So why were there A, B? Because the case of the A is so numerous cases, it makes sense to explain all those cases first. And then, only then, the more ask the kasha from B'me Behem. Okay. Let's hold it here.